Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for checking out the pod. We told you we are going to have more Chris Emma on this podcast. We are going to spend more time talking Bears football with him. He is an untapped resource, and luckily, he is a friend of House of L. And there's a lot to discuss. OTAs, mini camps, ones versus ones. I want to talk about it all. And there's one lingering thing about the Bears, because, you know, everything has been seashells and balloons for the most part. But there's one lingering thing about the Bears that I have some concerns with. And I want to talk with Emma about that and get his perspective. So I'm not going to waste any of your time. Let's get after it. Me and Chris Emma talking Bears with you on House of L. Emma, what was it like for Caleb Williams at the full team minicamp?
Yeah, I was really eager to see that, Lawrence. You know, obviously, we got to look at him at rookie camp, and he's throwing to guys that he doesn't really know and will probably never deal with before. You know, guys on tryout basis and just trying to fill out 11 guys on the field. It was momentous to see him out there with OTAs first, and then obviously in the veteran minicamp leading this group and being that guy leading the first team. He seems so comfortable. He seems really comfortable, and both when things are good or not so good. Like, there were days where Caleb looked great and he had his big moments throwing the ball all over the field, but there was a lot, probably more days, frankly, where that defense is picking him apart and they're making things difficult and they are talking their talk. And you love that. That's exactly what you want. Caleb is a guy who has been very hard on himself in the past. He's talked about it, how it's difficult. He said, I want to be perfect. And I know that's not realistic, but that's what I want to strive for. I love that mentality, but there's also kind of that thing you got to balance out of, man, it's still June. You're going through the highs and the lows that every single rookie in your shoes has done before. So I like the fact that the Bears were also going out of their way to really pick him up. With not that he was hanging his head, but just go out of their way and say, hey, man, you got this. You're good. Like, the support team was there. It seems like it's really kind of by design from this organization trying to boost Caleb Williams up along the way and understanding it's not all going to be easy. There's going to be a lot of challenges that he's got to adjust to. But he checked every box for me in terms of what I wanted to see, and he looks really comfortable and confident out there.
I really like, I've been talking about this a little bit on the air since Matt Eberflus brought it up. I really like the idea of the ones going up against the ones. And I know that there are some coaches you feel like that they can get a better practice if the ones go against the twos. I've never liked that. I feel like it gives the whatever side of the ball we're talking about a false sense of security and superiority. So I like that they're saying to Caleb Williams, hey, let's see. You want to see what an NFL corner looks like? Here's Jalen Johnson. He might be the best corner in the league. Let's see if you can fit a ball in that spot. It makes a lot of sense to me. I was happy to hear Matt Eberflus do it.
Yeah, you think you can throw over the middle? Here's Tremaine Edmonds. He's 6'5", 250, runs lightning fast for that size, and he's taking it to the end zone right now on you. Like, that's the stuff you're getting. You want to take a chance over the middle? Kevin Byard, he's a two-time All-Pro. Like, you can go on and on with the different challenges that were presented by the fact that they went one-on-one. I love that. I'm with you, Lawrence. I absolutely do. It's really fun when you get into training camp and the pads are on. And, you know, so much of these practices, you've been to so many of them, Lawrence, where it's just kind of the buildup of different individual drills and special teams. And then finally, you get one against one, best against best, in full pants in the heat of summer in August. Like, the whole field and everything around it just kind of stops. And everybody locks in, like, here we go. Let's see what you got. That's especially going to be the case with Caleb Williams and a young offense that has high aspirations. Man, how many times in the past years, decades, have we talked about the defense is really taking it to the offense? And you love that expression, iron sharpens iron. The Bears finally have some iron on offense here. Like, they're going to be able to hold their own offensively. They're not going to shy away. And Keenan Allen's like, yeah, man, they're kind of annoying on defense, but they love that. It's really going to be some great competition to come.
And it's nice for Caleb to have the backup of DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice to know that he's not going in this at a real disadvantage. Like, he's got some dudes. And then they go back out and they sign Mercedes Lewis. So when these two units meet in training camp, he's got big Mercedes out there with him too. I like that the defense is a little yappy, that they are going to test Caleb Williams. That's the way it should be. This is what it's going to be like on Sundays. So get used to it right now.
Yeah, you know, obviously they're not sacking the quarterback in practice. That's completely off limits. But you know when a play is dead. You know when Montez Sweat has just blown up a play because he rushed off the edge and got there in a heartbeat. And the offense is looking around like, what the heck just happened? And we saw that a lot the last few years with Justin Fields and some of the struggles that he had to get the ball out quickly. And frankly, it raised a lot of red flags when you saw during training camp last year was, man, that ball's not getting out. It's not happening the way it's supposed to be happening. It's going to be the great test for Caleb Williams. Like, everything I've heard from people within the organization and people who know Caleb Williams so well is like, his great strength is that processing element. It's so natural to him. He's going to be one of the best processing quarterbacks in the NFL as a rookie. And I don't say that lightly, but that's something that he's just got. But we're going to get a real sense of how he processes within Shane Waldron's offense once you get into training camp. And it moves a lot faster at that speed, and the pads are on, and the physicality is up, and tempers are high, and emotions, like, that's what you want to train camp, man. That's the beauty of it. You're going to see how Caleb Williams handles it. Where is he with the mastery of this offensive scheme where he's able to know, that's my first break. He's not there. Where's my second? Like, what do I need to do to get the ball out quickly? He's going to be really tested. Like, this is something that comes natural to him, but it's also the culmination of work and understanding this offensive scheme and what he needs to do to be successful. There were some growing pains for Caleb Williams, which is expected to this point. I did not expect him to go out there and look like he's perfect or look like a 10-year veteran. But training camp, you want to see the expectations go up a couple notches here. Let's see what this kid can really do in the heat of summer and with, you know, get battle tested out there.
Of all the training camps that you covered, what was the one or two favorite individual matchups that you were like, man, I can't wait to get out to practice today. I want to go see blank versus blank. So I'll give you a couple of mine, okay? So while you're thinking about this, Charles Tillman versus Mohsen Mohammed, when Moose got to the Bears, watching those two guys, Charles was still a young player. He was a young vet at that point when Moose came in, and Moose was an established dude, and watching those guys go at it. And I'll, again, Charles Tillman versus Brandon Marshall. Man, you want to talk about a heavyweight fight at training camp practice. That was it. So those are like in my top two. What you got?
You know, one jumped right to mind, and it's in the trenches. Kyle Long against Akeem Hicks.
Let's go!
And those two guys just got after it. And the cool thing with them was, like, there was a mutual respect. They've talked about it over the years, the two of them, but You also have this sense that they're going at it like that they just genuinely did not like each other. I think they did eventually, but man, you felt like every time the whole practice was going to stop, there'd be a big brawl between the two that starts up. And it was just those guys, like, talking about bringing out your best on each other, man, those guys did not let up. Those guys went as hard as they could at each other. Whenever you saw, whether it was in a team drill or whether it was a one-on-one, you just knew like they were going to be going at it. It was so much fun to watch.
I know that you and I have talked a little bit about this, but like now that you've had a chance to talk to coaches and talk to people around the league, what are folks saying about this kickoff rule?
Yeah, I think the Bears are at the point where they're really trying to figure out how do we take advantage of it. It's still kind of striking to see them, and they line up. I've only seen it a few times now in practice where they're lining up in this odd formation. You're still not quite sure what's going on. The beauty of it is it does kind of bring back the kickoff return, and it makes kickoff returners valuable. I think the Bears have their guy potentially in Roma Dunsdale. We'll see if he gets the full run at kickoff and punt returns, but we've seen him back there a little bit. I think they want to have him deal with, you know, the things you got to deal with as a rookie in this league. But if they feel like he's handling everything well, and he has to this point, you're going to see him get some opportunities there. So they got a few other guys, obviously, in there who they like. And I think the Bears are looking, how can we take advantage of this? And look, at one thing I want to see, man, like, let's get creative with this. Let's start exploiting it a little bit and find those trick plays that are detailed. You know, Dave Tobe's got pages and pages and pages of things he's come up with already. The Bears have not really had a lot of trickeration on their special teams game. Like, Richard Hightower, your moment's coming here. Like, use this thing however you need to do it and take advantage of it. But I'm excited. Look, I've talked about it before, but, like, how many people in this city just worship the idea of every Devin Hester return, like he's going to take it to the house? And just the excitement that came with it. And I'm not saying Devin Hester is going to be back there again, but like that play's kind of died since Hester, the end of Hester's career. Like, let's see that coming back and be a part of these games again.
Do you think that we're going to see like a non-kicker kicking?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
I know that there have been so, and Toby even like I guess brought it up that, well, since now the way you need an extra defender on the field, and if you could find one of your safeties or whatever that can kick, now that you got them out there and it's 11-on-11, Emma, man, I think this is going to be some wild shit. Like, I think it's going to be pretty crazy. Like, coaches, the first 2 weeks of the NFL preseason are going to be wild because of this.
Yeah, I guess a lot of these NFL special teams coordinators, including Hightower with the Bears, they've been, like, reaching out to all their XFL people. Like, what do we need to know? Give us some insight. Like, it's really going to be fascinating if you follow this stuff, like, the bottom of the roster and defining those last roles. Like, when you're talking about filling out the 53 in late August, like, there's going to be major special teams implications now that there's always that emphasis, but it's going to be a little bit stronger now. And I think teams are really at the point of still figuring out what's our personnel going to look like because of this kickoff rule.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to go over to the defensive side because obviously this has been the offense, the offseason of Caleb. It's been the summer of the Bears and the offseason of Caleb. On the defensive side, I'm not sure that they did enough on the defensive line. But when I look at their back seven, or you know, back eight, depending on how they line up occasionally, I'm very intrigued. I feel like they have like that back seven for the Bears. I'll put up against damn near anybody in the NFL. I think it's that loaded with talent. And the guys in the defensive backfield, that rotation of guys is really good overall. How do you feel like they can take the next step and not just be a pretty good defense, but a defense that wins games for the Bears?
Yeah, that's a great question. I feel like you understand what you got in that defensive backfield for the most part. And a key factor the other way on that is, does Kevin Byard still have what it takes to play at a high level? Like, they haven't really – I want to see them add a little bit more depth. I want to see them draft a young safety behind Byard, and that didn't happen. So I'm curious to see what the depth looks like beyond him. But he is 31. He can still play at a good level, and he's brought great experience for that group. I think that was an important pickup for them. If he does continue to play, not at an all-pro level, but still at a very high level for this group. In terms of maximizing what you have, man, I think linebackers like Jaquan Brisker, I still think there's more untapped potential, and that's an exciting aspect for this group. Like, he's a guy who I think Byard's going to bring out the best in him. They're talking about kind of playing positionless safety, so to speak, where one can go in the box, another can go deep, and vice versa. Where with Eddie Jackson, it was more Eddie Jackson is deep, Brisker's playing more, and he's stronger in the box. I think you're going to see a little bit more interchangeable, and I think that could really bring out the best Jaquan Brisker. I think that's when I look at how can this defensive backfield get a lot better. It's Brisker taking yet another step in his third season, and I would not bet against it. That kid's got like everything you want in terms of the work ethic, the want to, the drive. And he's really become, I'm eager to see, frankly, if he becomes like a captain for this defense, because he is really intent on taking on that leadership aspect. He's loud out there in practice. He's really well respected by his teammates. I know Ryan Poles loves the kid, like Matt Eberflus as well. So that's the guy I'm really going to be following in the secondary.
What do you think are the chances of the Bears signing a defensive end between now and the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I think Yannick Ngakoue is still very possible for the Bears. I do think it will happen, not immediately, but I think probably closer to camp. I would think look toward like mid to late July. Ngakoue, Bears still have interest in him. I imagine he still has a lot of interest in the Bears. That's a veteran depth piece. He didn't get the best out of him last year. That guy was fairly successful stacking the strong seasons over the past few years, and he only had four sacks before that season-ending injury. I think they're also curious to see, as they get through the last stages of the offseason program, where's Austin Booker relative to their expectations? Like, that's a guy I really think could play a key role with his defense. He's raw, and that's the word you keep hearing over and over again, but like, he's got a really good head on his shoulders. He's a very curious individual who's eager to learn. And his coaches have been singing his praises. His teammates as well. Montez Sweat's like, man, this kid's asking all the right questions, doing everything there. Can he take what he gets in the classroom and bring it out to the field and maximize that potential? If so, you might be talking about him being that guy opposite Montez Sweat. But Ngakoue's on the table. Jacob Martin, DeMarcus Walker as well are two guys who are going to round out that group.
Let me go back to the offense for a second. I see your reports. I see that Nate Davis isn't full participation. And I start thinking about last year, and I start to get worried. I understand it's June, and he's a longtime vet, and a lot of vets will do what they need to do to get through the offseason, and then when it's time to go, it's time to go. Should a Bears fan be worried that this looks like a pattern with Nate Davis?
I would say don't worry, not so much because of Nate Davis as much as the contingency plan in place. Like, I think they still see Nate Davis as the right guard, but they're ready to bring in Ryan Bates whenever they need him. The Ryan Bates, Coleman Shelton backup layer is there. So in a perfect world, I think the Bears want to start Ryan Bates at center, Davis at right guard, Jenkins at left guard. But your two guards missed a combined 12 starts last season. That you can't have that. The availability issues are there. That's where Bates' versatility comes into play. He's ready to switch over to that guard role. Coleman Shelton, who started all 17 games at center last year for the Rams, he would step in as your center. You got Matt Pryor as well, a veteran who they feel really good about. We've seen him mixed in with the first team as well, with Davis a little bit limited in practice. They're ready for this. And Matt Eberflus kind of gave an odd answer about, well, we're not really sure how that group's going to look. We're not really sure who's going to be our right guard. And then he kind of came back later on a follow-up, said, well, we expect Nate to be our right guard. It sounded not committal to Nate Davis, but the underlying point I really took away from that was they're fine without Nate Davis if they need to be that way. And they want to, I think, push him a little bit more. I think that's part of what a guy like Bates does, or Matt Pryor, is he starts pushing Nate Davis a little bit, say, don't get too comfortable here. Like, you got paid. You're not the starter if you're not going to be out there. Like, we're going to be pushing you a little bit here. So I think that's the key aspect of this, is having those reserve layers that are ready to go. And I think they're perfectly fine if Davis is out. I think they feel really good about their reserves.
Emma, have you started like planning a vacation for yourself yet?
I always every year get up to family's got a place up in Door County, and I start like, I don't know, end of June into early July, and sit by the pool and play some golf. I'm moving it up a week just because training camp's moved up a week. So it's only mid-June right now, and I'm already kind of looking ahead, getting that golf swing really ready to go, and kind of vacation on my mind a little bit, man. Training camp is gonna be coming soon, so it's going to be a really fascinating camp up in Halas Hall. There's a lot to unpack, but yeah, I need a few weeks to kind of unwind here.
I feel you. Well, then I'm only going to put you to work one more time before you go up. After the OTAs are finished, let's talk, and let's talk about Caleb Williams and his marching orders for the rest of the offseason. Cool?
Let's do it, buddy.
That is Chris Emma. He's part of our team now. He's part of the people that we're able to pay because of the fine folks like you who donate, and with our advertising partners at Red Circle. So we appreciate Chris Emma coming on. It is getting, I'm starting to get the tingle. As someone who covered the Bears, like my body clock, like I was so used to going to training camp that I know that after my birthday hits, like my body clock starts to go off and it's like, oh, it's training camp time. But not yet. We're not there yet, but I'm definitely starting to get that feeling. And I think training camp this year is going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible. Just the way that we react to it. Emma's on board, so we'll get a chance to talk to him multiple times throughout camp. So I'm hoping that he gets all the rest that he needs. And thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. We enjoyed sharing it with you. A little bit of football action on a June day, because you can't get enough of it. And it's all good. I will talk to you next time. Peace. Bears.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.